Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Second hour of Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, is our guest for this hour. And it's open forum. That means any question you've got on the life, history, traditions of the Catholic Church, you are welcome to call with those. And you do not have to be Catholic to call. Anybody can call. As a matter of fact, we welcome a caller from any persuasion whatsoever. The number to call, 888-381-7884. Did I say – now I'm confused because this is right. It's 318. You can't even remember it, Darren. So you know the number. 888-318-7884. I said 381 because I'm looking at the donation number sitting right in front of me and it confused me. Sorry. Yes. I'm very easily confused. You know I'm not very good with keeping numbers straight.
You aren't, and I'm worse, and so we're in a bad way.
Yeah,
right,
you looked
now
at me like, what are you looking at me for? I don't know. 888.
We need Jimmy Akin, man.
Yeah,
the numbers guy.
He knows everything. Everything is solved if you just have Jimmy Akin.
There we go. Call-in number. 888-318-7884.
I think I said 381. So it's 888-318-7884. And the reason I'm confused is because we are coming to you, as we do four times a year, to ask you, would you please support the work of Catholic Answers Live, the evangelizing work, the apologetics work of Catholic Answers Live, to share the message of Christ's love for humanity, most especially in the Eucharist. Everywhere around the world. It's just pretty much everywhere around the world you can get that message from Catholic Answers Live. And because we're super excited, we have a $20,000 match.
Yes.
Today, someone has given us a $20,000 match. That means every dollar given. If you give $1, it's going to be $2 for us. If you give $5, it's going to be $10 for us. Look at me doing math. If it's $100, go, Tim. If it's
$200.
Look at you go. All right. So we are math majors here.
And you know, Cy, we just found out that we are over halfway.
Yep.
So we've got a real shot at getting this entire match. Folks, those of you that were on the fence, we need you now. We're over halfway. I know that much. But we've got to get the whole 20,000. So we need you right now to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have got to get this match, especially if you want to see me do a flip.
I cannot wait for this. Let's get Tim Staples to do a flip off his chair. Actually, now I'm starting to worry. You have like
I have
a whole
seven
bunch of kids. Like, how are you going to – 7 kids, you should be flipping off a chair. Let's have Darren do it. He's only got 1 kid so far. He's expecting his second, but that's not – I'm sorry, Darren. That wasn't fair. We'll have Selena do it. Selena's screening the call today. Will you flip off a chair for her? Oh, well, maybe not flip off a chair.
She's going to do it right now. Look at that.
Really?
Yeah.
888-291-8000 is that number if you can support Catholic Answers Live, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And we're going to go to calls. I don't think we're just going to ask you for money all day. We just come to you for a few hours each quarter, and even during those hours, just for a few minutes each hour, to make sure that we're letting you know we have a serious need. We're not asking you to fund future projects or something.
Yeah.
In order to continue producing Catholic Answers Live, we need to keep coming to you to ask you for your support.
That's right. And it doesn't happen, folks, unless you call. This is the way we operate at Catholic Answers. If you give, we get the work done. If you don't, we don't. It really is that simple. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And I didn't say Kathleen, you know, doing the video should do the backflip. And I think you know why.
Yes.
The baby's coming in like
two weeks.
I think. The baby's coming.
Yes.
So that will definitely jar the baby loose.
Amen.
If we do that. 888-291-8000 is the way you can support Catholic Answers. $20,000 match on the line right now. Help us to, let's all partner together in order to meet the Lord's mandate to take the good news and make disciples of all the nations. Let's go to calls, Tim.
Yes.
Let's go to Dean in Chicago, Illinois, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube, Dean. What's your question for Tim Staples?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Yes.
All right. First off, God bless you guys, and I'm an engaged young man, but I'm going to go ahead and double my pledge of what I did earlier, because Catholic Answers has deepened my faith. It solidified me in my Catholicism. I'm a cradle Catholic, but God bless you, and I'm going to go ahead and double that when we get off the phone.
Praise God, brother.
Thank you so much, Dean. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you.
You guys are the best. You're solidifying the faith, and God bless you. My question is, it's a pretty brief one, but Tim, I'm so happy you're the guest today, because I think you're the best one for this. My Protestant friends are not big on the Mary idea like we are. However, although
understatement, idea,
but,
yes,
right, but exactly. And the Blessed Mother is, you know, is my everything. But anyway, I often tell them that in talking about Mary's importance to us, I say that at the wedding of Cana,
yes,
Jesus, not out of disrespect, calls his mother woman. And that, and Tim, I believe you've said this in the past, that
yes,
when he says woman, she signifies the new Eve.
Yes.
Now, obviously he performs his first miracle.
Right.
Well, my Protestant friends tell me, well, no. That doesn't necessarily mean that, because when Jesus meets the woman at the well,
yes,
the Samaritan, he also calls her woman. So if
yes,
he calls her woman as well, the woman at the well, why isn't she the new Eve?
Yes.
And that one stumped me. And
sure,
I think it's, you know, obviously he does the miracle she wants. But I thought that was a good question.
It is.
He calls not just Mary woman, but other people woman.
Yes.
Thank you, he
also calls Mary Magdalene woman after the resurrection there in John chapter 20. So, yes, these are great questions. Here, I like to use an analogy, Dean. It's not just the words, or here the word gune in Greek, but it's the context. Think of it this way, and Dean, this may help your Protestant friend. It's not the words ego e me or I am that are significant when Jesus says in four places, right? In John 18:6, you have John 8:24, John 8:28. And of course, the famous in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. Now, all Christians acknowledge, here Jesus uses the divine name, revealing himself to be God. And you get a little hint of that because, you know, in verse 59, they pick up rocks to kill him after he, you know, because they know full and well what he's doing. He's referring to the divine name that God revealed back in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, right? Our Protestant friends agree. You can see the words ego e me used all over the New Testament, and it doesn't mean every time that the person using them is God. It's the context that makes the difference, and that's the way it is with human discourse in general. All right, if I say to you, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, put the kitty on the table. I use this in my book, right? I could be talking about a cat, or I could be talking about a poker bet, right? What is it that makes the difference? It's the context. And when you look at this key word, gune, or woman, with regard to the Blessed Virgin Mary, we're not just talking about willy-nilly usage. We're talking about the key moments in salvation history. The beginning of Jesus' ministry. It's ti emoi kai soi gune. What to me and to you, woman, my hour is not yet come. He appears to be saying, nope, I'm not going to do this. Mary says, get ready, here comes the miracle, right? Now, that's kind of my translation here. Not really a
dynamic.
Showing you, very dynamic. But this is the gist of what's going on here. Mary intervenes. He performs the miracle through her intervention. Then you have at the foot of the cross, in fulfillment of the prophecy of Simeon from Luke 2, verses 34 and 35, the prophecy is fulfilled at the foot of the cross, where Jesus refers to the woman, behold your son, behold your mother. Obviously, this is picked up on by St. John the Apostle, who wrote the book of Revelation, as well as the Gospel of John. In Revelation chapter 12, he refers to Mary as gune, 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 eight times, referring to Mary as the mother of Jesus, as well as the mother of us all, in Revelation 12:17. And he connects the woman in Revelation chapter 12 back to Genesis chapter 3, the prophetic woman who together with her seed would crush the head of Lucifer. So we are talking about all kinds of connections, and I argue even more obvious than the ego a me connection with Jesus Christ. So we're talking about obvious connections from Gune, the woman, Mary, back to Genesis chapter 3 as the prophetic woman, the new Eve. So again, I'd encourage you and encourage others to get a hold of my book where I make these connections for you. Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. But hopefully that will help you get started.
Thank you very much, Dean. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples is our guest, and we go now to Donnie in Mexico watching on Facebook. Thanks for watching on Facebook, Donnie. Your question for Tim Staples.
Oh, hi. So I would like to ask about an apparent discrepancy that I see in the Gospels regarding John the Baptist.
Okay.
So it seems as if he can't make up his mind about Jesus. So in John 1, verses 29-34, he says stuff like, "Look, the Lamb of God, he who takes away the sin of the world." And then he's like, "I testify that this is God's chosen one."
Yes. Now that's okay, in so John that's, chapter 1, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So then you go to Matthew chapter 11.
Correct.
And then we see now that John is in prison. And he hears about the things that Jesus is doing.
Yes.
And he sends disciples to ask, "So are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for someone else?" And so I want to know, like, why is this, like, this change in attitude?
Yes, there's a very simple answer, but I really appreciate your question because this is a very common question. Here's the key. In John chapter 1, you're talking about John the Baptist. He's not in prison when, and of course, he knew Jesus when they were kids, right? And such. So he knew Jesus. Jesus knew him, and they're standing there, right, in close proximity. Matthew chapter 11 is a whole different ballgame because John has been put in prison, as you said. So remember, he's far away now. He's not seeing, and remember, they didn't have cell phones. You couldn't take pictures and that sort of thing. So he sends messengers, which indicates he's away. He can't see Jesus. And you have to remember this, too. During this period, there were false messiahs that were out there. Scripture even refers to some of them, right? What's his name? Theudas in Acts chapter 5, for example, is referred to as one of the messiahs who rose up, had a gathering for a time. Gamaliel mentions him, and then he, you know, his whole movement came to naught. So we know there were multiple false messiahs that were out there. So John is simply sending his legates to make sure this is the real Jesus. And it's very significant because Jesus then tells him, go tell him what you see. The dead are raised, the gospel is preached to the poor, and all of those things. Guess what? Theudas and the false messiahs could not do that. And so once John receives that information, he knows that's the real Messiah. That's the real Jesus.
How's that for you, Donnie?
That sounds pretty good. Although, I mean, I wonder if in John chapter 1, when John said, "This is the Lamb of God, this is the Son of God," did he know Jesus by name at that moment since they were like cousins and stuff?
Yes, he did, but he received the revelation of who his cousin is, the Son of God. This is similar to, you know, the revelation that Nathanael has there in John 1:49 as well. Nathanael has that revelation. He is the Son of God. Peter, of course, gets that revelation in Matthew 16, verses 18 and 19. And Jesus, or actually before that, but Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of John, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you." You'll find in all of those examples, when the apostles acknowledge him as the Son of God, when Nathanael as an individual, John in John's gospel, in Matthew's gospel, St. Peter, this is a revelation that's being given. These are momentous occasions when they declare he is the Son of God.
Thank you very much, Donnie, for that call. At this time, we usually go to a break, but we're not going to go to a break. We're going to talk to you from the heart a little bit about our need here at Catholic Answers Live. We depend entirely on you in order to continue to do what we do here at Catholic Answers Live. We ask you to call and be a member of the team and help support this apostolate. 888-291-8000 is that number. And this hour, we're continuing to try to eat away at a $20,000 matching pledge that a donor has given us. So we're kind of excited to get to come to ask you for your donation today. If you can make a pledge of, say, $18 a month, well, that will become $36 a month because of this being matched by this $20,000 pledge. And if we don't use up all of the match pledge, the donor will write a check for however much we do use up. So if we get to 19,000, then we get 19,000.
Yes.
I'll just say one more thing, Tim, and then I will let you share. But we want to send you a couple books if you can support us at the $18 a month level. Again, that number, 888-291-8000. The two books are The Power of Silence by Cardinal Robert Sarah, follow-up to his magnificent book, God or Nothing, and Surprised by Life from Patrick Madrid, a follow-up to his 8,000 other books. maybe it's less than 8,000.
He's written 25, according to him. And what makes me mad, him and Peter Kreef make me mad, because, you know, this guy's going to write a book in a weekend, and I just think that's not fair. Takes me forever.
Yeah, and they're good, too.
They're fantastic. Patrick is amazing. He is a truly great apologist. And you know what, folks, I have to say this. Cy, one of the exciting things, I use that word a lot, about working here at Catholic Answers, being blessed to be here, is, and this radio broadcast in particular, is it has an international reach. And a lot of folks forget this, but I don't, because I go to India, folks, and people know Catholic Answers Radio. I get off the airplane in India. We have packed houses. I was there with Steve Rao. I'll never forget, 1,500 here, and we go to all these different churches all over Mumbai, and they know the radio, my friends. We go to the Philippines. We got packed houses everywhere we go, and they know the radio. Folks, when you give to Catholic Answers Live, you're impacting the United States in a profound way. What do we have now, 350-plus? Is it 350-plus radio stations? When I started in Catholic radio in 1994, there were three.
They were good, but there were just three of them.
Three stations. I have just been so blessed to be working for 23 years in Catholic radio. I'm one of the few, the proud, that have been here the whole 23 years, or at least for 23 years, before there was Mother Angelica's radio, before there was Catholic Answers Radio, and so forth. To see the growth has been absolutely astonishing. But to me, the international growth is amazing.
Yep.
Because I can't go anywhere. I go to Malaysia, and people know Catholic Answers Radio. You know, that newfangled internet thing, you know, it works all over the world. But folks, look, we need you to get right now to the phones, because we're over halfway, but we need to get all the way there to this matching $20,000. So folks, we need you to call now. And when you give, your money's going to be doubled, but you're impacting the world, folks. I have seen it with my own eyeballs, the lives changed around the United States and around the world. Call 888-291-8000, and you can be a part of all that is happening around the world through Catholic Answers Live. That's 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. God bless you all who have already given. God bless you, and those of you that are about to give, God bless you as well.
Let me thank a few people who have given. $20 a month from Steubenville, Ohio. $25 from Michelle from Canada. $18 a month from Francis in California. And I'll take that as an opportunity to remind you that if you can make a pledge of $18 a month, we're able to send you these two fine books. Cardinal Robert Sarah's The Power of Silence and Patrick Madrid's Surprised by Life. And you mentioned Peter Kreeft. You know, he's on the show on Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's going to be here on Friday.
He is a giant.
Yes, he is.
In Catholic apologetics. The man is a walking encyclopedia.
Yeah, and I went to Boston College, you know.
Oh.
And never took his class.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I don't think I'm going to tell
him. Did you go to confession?
No, I haven't been to confession. Kevin in Manitoba, Canada. Thanks, Canada, for turning out for us during this $20,000 match. $200 from Kevin in Canada. $25 a month from Anthony in California, $30 a month from Billy in Oregon, $500 from an anonymous donor in California. God bless you and thank you for that.
Hey, am I seeing $1,200 from Michael in Keller, Texas?
I was saving that.
I popped your bubble.
The reason I was, it's nothing bad. I was just saving it because I wanted to mention that the person who made the $1,200 contribution, that person, let me just see if I have a name on that. Michael from Keller, Texas. Yeah. So now Michael is a member of the Catholic Answers President's Circle. And I wanted to
President's Club.
That's what I meant. President's Club. Yes. I said circle because
there's founders.
I'm doing 10 things at once. Yeah. The President's Club. Okay. So at $1,000, you're automatically, if you give $1,000, you're automatically in the President's Club.
Yes.
And at $5,000, you're automatically in the Founders Circle. And you can just go to Catholic.com and click the donate button, and you'll see a spot where you can find out about all – there are all kinds of cool benefits with being a member of the President's Club or the Founders Circle. So congratulations to Michael. But more than anything, thank you so much, because that means we're that much closer to hitting that $20,000 goal where every dollar is matched for dollar.
And congratulations to Martin from Massachusetts, you too, because you gave that $1,000. You are now in the President's Club. And our anonymous caller from Dallas, Texas, who also gave $1,000. You are now in the President's Club. And there are, like Si said, lots of perks to both of those. So congratulations.
888-291-8000 is the number to donate. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also go to just go CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you will you get through it real quickly. But also those calls, they get you through very quickly. They're not holding you up on the phone or anything. It's a pretty painless process.
Can I say one more time? I have to. We really have to get this 20,000, guys. I'm getting nervous. So please give us that call right now at 888-291-8000. We need you to call now. We really do. We've got, 30 minutes roughly left, and we've got to hit it. We've got to hit it. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Right now, Isaac in Magna, Utah, listening on 1010 AM Immaculate Heart Radio. You are on with Tim Staples. What's your question, Isaac?
Hey, Si, how, Tim? How's it going? Okay.
We are doing well. Yes.
All right. It has to do with after Jesus gives the disciples the power to forgive sins.
Yes.
The very next verse, it says that Thomas was not with them when Jesus came.
Great.
So was he ever given that power to forgive sins? And if not, when he was spreading the gospel, how did he ordain his successors?
Great, great question. The Catholic Church teaches infallibly that the priesthood was instituted in Luke 22, verse 19. When Jesus said the first Mass and gave us the institution narrative, this is my body, this is the new covenant in my blood, in verses 17 and 18. If you go to Luke 22, 19, he then says, do this in memory of me. The church has defined that is where, and Thomas was there. That is when the apostles were ordained as apostles and received the plenary power of apostleship, the bishopric, as it's referred to in Acts chapter 1, verse 20. So they had the power. Now, what we have in, for example, here in John 20 is God revealing to us particular powers of their ordination so that you and I today have Bible verses we can go to see that they not only receive power to offer the holy sacrifice, but they also receive power to forgive sins. So Thomas already had the power. This is just, like I said, it's kind of like an added bonus here. God is saying, you also have the power to forgive sins. Does that make sense? In other words, it's kind of like God, the church hasn't given us anything definitive on this. I mean, I'm sure they got a extra zap of the Holy Spirit. I'm kind of like in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, by analogy, the cloven tongues of fire come down on their heads and they're filled with the Holy Spirit, right? That's where they receive the fullness of the sacrament of confirmation, right? Well, in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, what happens? The Bible says, and the room they were in was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Wait a minute, they were already filled with the Holy Spirit. Why are they getting filled again? Well, because they leak. right?
That's not, so, it can't be the answer.
That is.
There's
the
no way Tim
leak.
Staples.
So they get filled again. I mean, we could say analogously here that, you know, God has given them, Jesus has given them a special blessing of the Holy Spirit. But the essence of holy orders, that was given in Luke 22:19.
Okay, Isaac, thank you very, very much. I just want to, before we go to a break, we do have to,
yes,
bottom of the hour break. I want to give out the number again, 888-291-8000, the web address, catholicanswersradio.com. If you will go to either of those places and make your donation or your pledge right now, you will help us before the top of the hour make sure that we have fully used up every dollar of that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. Again, 888-291-8000. 8,000 is the number.
Yes. And folks, I'm going to say it and I'm going to keep saying it. I want to be able to say on the air before we go off the air, I don't know if I'll be able to, but I want to be able to say we hit the match. Folks, give us a call, 888-291-8000.
Just so you know, even if we hit it, we may not know.
Yes.
Like, they have to get the, they have to do the numbers and bring them in.
But I'd like to be able to know.
I know, and I'd like to see Selena do that backflip that she's going to do off, the, off of your chair.
Yes.
888-291-8000 is that number. If you can support Catholic Answers now, we depend on you in order to do what we do every day.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Tomorrow morning, catch More to Life on EWTN Radio. Are you holding on to grudges, feeling resentful? Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak have the tools to help you get past the hurts and find the peace you seek. More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak airs weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And after Catholic Answers Live today, Mother Angelica discusses the disciples meeting with Jesus on the road to Emmaus on Mother Angelica Live Classics, right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum. Tim Staples, the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, is our guest, the author of many books, including Behold Your Mother, which already we've gotten to speak about a couple times.
Yes, we have.
A couple questions on Mary today. If you want to call and get on that line to speak with Tim, 888-318-7884 remains the number, but we are asking you in a particular way to maybe use a different phone number today because we have a donor who has given us $20,000 and said go out and – well, no, I shouldn't say it that way. Has said that this donor will – or donors, I don't know – will give us $20,000 if we can reach that. So we're trying today to get donations that will allow us to – reap the entire $20,000, not to leave anything on the table. Again, that number, if you want to call to give a donation, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah, and folks, we really can't leave any of that money on the table, as Cy said. We really can't. It pains me, Cy, to think that we could leave thousands of dollars dangling. So, folks, we really need we need your help, folks, to do what we do, as Cy said. I love that. We need you to do what you can do so that we can do what we do. I like that.
But do you like that? That seems very cool.
I know, but it's so profoundly true.
Yes,
and I'm not
amen.
Sure,
that's right. Yeah,
and
it
I'm
is
not,
true.
I'm not sure it fully registers in folks' minds. I said it in the first hour, you know, what is my $25, man? You know what? That's a lie from the devil. Right there, that will say that, because everybody here at Catholic Answers knows that it's those $25 gifts that keep us on the air and aid us to do what we do, because we get thousands of those $25 gifts from around the world and around the country. So, folks, don't let the devil lie to you to say that your $25 a month is not important, or your $1,000 or your $5,000. We need your help right now with this opportunity to double your gift. Call now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you right now. We are coming to the close here. What do we have? About 25 minutes. And it is my prayer that Kathy Stone and the girls back in customer service will be able to say that we hit it. I don't know if they'll be able to do that. They may not be able to calculate everything. I don't know. But I want to hear it. So, folks, give us a call at 888-291-8000. We want to know that we hit our $20,000 goal, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And the answers that you will get on Catholic Answers, you're not going to find anyone contradicting the Catechism of the Catholic Church or the teachings of the Church or what you find in the Holy Scripture. It's all we have to share is Christ. All we have to share is Christ, who Amen. Comes to us, who we know through the Church and through the Scripture. And so that's all we want to do. And if you could partner with us, and it's one of the really great things about modern Catholic life is that it's the laity in partnership with clergy and religious, but the laity who have given the bulk of the money to make these things happen. It's because somebody heard Catholic Answers Live and said, yes, that's what we should be doing as Catholics in the world. And they gave so that now you can be listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Absolutely.
And if you will give, someone else, some other soul is going to be reached by what Catholic Answers Live does. You want to hear a little bit about what effect Catholic Answers Live has in people's lives here? It does, in fact, change lives.
I just want to say how much I'm appreciative of all the apologetics that are on air on Catholic Answers to help folks like me that are not sure of certain issues within the church teaching. So thank y'all for that.
Amen to that. And that's what we do every day. And we really invite you to be part of that. Invite you to be part of the team. Join the radio club. When you give, you become part of the team. And it's really, I do think there's a kind of anonymous effect where people go, well, I'm not really. Yeah, you are actually. Like, we actually really depend on you in order to keep doing this. And it does help to all of us to follow the Lord's mandate. Go and make disciples of all the nations. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Will you pick it up and dial that phone right now to support Catholic Answers Live?
And I will guarantee you this. On Judgment Day, how much money you spent for your cable TV will not be as important as how much money you gave to Catholic Answers. How much you want to bet? You know, you think about what we spend our money on as Catholic Christians.
Yeah.
It's honestly, I believe if we all broke it down, it's shameful, because we have the money to evangelize the world. This is the great Pope Benedict XVI loved the United States, and he said that the United States is like we have the money to evangelize the world, but we spend our money on garbage. Folks, if we pool our resources and really consider the common good of the church and the propagation of the faith, we would change this world. Well, folks, we're doing our part right here. We need you to join with us. Let's open up the wallets right now and start doing the right thing at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Com.
We only come to you to ask for your help a few hours each quarter, a few hours every 3 months. 888-291-8000 is that number. And so we continue to do our job here. Well, you're going to be doing most of the work now because Mary in Denver, Colorado would like to speak with Tim Staples. Mary, you're on with Tim Staples. What's your question?
Hi, Tim. My question is about Mary's house.
Okay.
Do you know, did Joseph move into Mary's house right after they were betrothed, or was it when they returned from Egypt?
Right. Great question. And there are different theories on this. The church doesn't give us anything definitive. I will tell you from my research that I think it's fairly clear in Scripture, in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through right down to verse 20 there, that's when Joseph first takes Mary into his home. Now, as you probably know, we can go back to, what is it, Luke chapter 1, right around verse 24 through 34, where they were already espoused. We don't have in sacred scripture when Joseph and Mary were espoused. We just know they already were by the time of the incarnation. But in fact, in my book, I quote Pope St. John Paul the Great, actually in his document on the dignity and vocation of women, where he talks about that. But what it seems to be indicated here is they weren't living together until in Matthew chapter 1, after Mary comes up pregnant and Joseph says, I must put her away privately because of her pregnancy. That's when the angel comes to Joseph and says in verse 20 in Matthew 1, fear not to take Mary your wife. Very important point here. In Matthew 1:18, the scripture says, before they came together, the Greek word there is soon elphane. That's referring to conjugal relations, before they came together. But in Matthew 1, verse 20, when Joseph now, his mind gets cleared up as to his calling to be the protector of Mary, right, because he can't come together with her in conjugal relations, the angel says, fear not to take Mary. He doesn't use soon elphane to come together conjugally, but it's paralambano, which means to receive alongside or to walk with. Right, that's when he would have received her into his home, and they lived, would have lived together. And we know when they traveled for the census, they were already living together as spouses, even though the scripture says they were still espoused. So anyway, that seems to be the indicator. As far as when she moved into Mary's house, that's even more speculative. We get some help from private revelation and things like that. But I think biblically, this is what we can point to in Matthew chapter 1 to know. There's where he receives her into his house.
Thank you very much, Mary, for that call. Thank you for everyone who has called to make a donation at 888-291-8000. We go now to Bill in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Bill, you are on with Tim Staples. What's your question?
How you doing, guys? I had a question. I was watching Father Barron's Catholicism series.
Yes.
And he said something that kind of threw me off on the... unfortunately, I can't call him to ask the question, so I figured I'd call Catholic Answer.
Okay.
He mentioned that Peter, being single, decided to follow Jesus. And, I know that the Catholic Church never taught that Peter was single, because there's a scripture that mentions that, you know, Jesus healed his mother-in-law. So I was just curious enough. Was there ever an alternate teaching, or is that an open... alternative.
Great question. Yeah, it's generally understood. In fact, Origen in the 3rd century talks about Peter's mother-in-law, and you're referring to Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, where indeed Jesus goes to the home of Peter and heals Peter's mother-in-law. But all the way back to Origen in the 3rd century, we note there is a very strong tradition that Peter's wife had already died. And that's indicated there in Matthew 8, because you'll notice they go to Peter's house, but Peter's wife is not there. It's the mother-in-law who Jesus heals. She waits on them. And we also see nothing of Peter's wife in the book of Acts or anywhere else in early church history. So if she would have been alive, you would have heard something about her. So it is a very ancient tradition, and that's probably what Bishop Barron is referring to. I think it's on solid ground that he would have been a widower at that time. So in that sense, yes, he was single.
Thank you very much, Bill, for that call. Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples is our guest. We're going to get to more questions after the break. Before we go to the break, I will remind you one more time. This is our quarterly pledge drive where we come to you and ask to keep Catholic Answers Live going. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. There is a $20,000 match, dollar for dollar. And if you match, if you give and we up to $20,000, we will receive $20,000. If it's less than that, we'll receive less than that. So we do. It is somewhat urgent for us now as we get into the last minutes of the show. We'll be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Go forth and preach the good news. It's not just a suggestion. If you want to take more seriously the command of Jesus to share the gospel with those around you, consider joining St. Paul Street Evangelization. It's a grassroots organization that brings the Catholic faith to the streets in a non-confrontational way. Visit our website, www.streetevangelization.com, to learn more. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. It's time to do our part.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum today. Thanks so much for your calls. Thanks for everyone who has supported Catholic Answers Live in our efforts to make sure we are fully funded. Loads and loads of you have done that. Lourdes in Texas, somewhere in Texas, $20 a month. And I just want to pick out Lourdes in particular first to say thank you, Lourdes, and also to say at that level of $20 a month pledge, we are able to send Lourdes The Power of Silence, the beautiful new book from Cardinal Robert Sarah. And we can also send her Surprised by Life, 10 Converts Explain How Catholic Teachings on Life Led Them to the Church by Patrick Madrid. Wonderful books, wonderful writers. Happy to put those in your hands, Lourdes. And we're very, very grateful for your support, most especially because we have this $20,000 match that we would really like to make today. 888-291-8000 is how you can support Catholic Answers Live today. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And my friends, I have to say it one more time. We can't leave any of this money dangling. What a tremendous blessing. We've had a few of these, you know, in recent years. We had never had a matching gift until just maybe 2 years ago, I'm thinking, was the first time. And, you know, we don't get them all the time during our drives. But this is a tremendous blessing to have a $20,000 matching gift. And God bless the donors who gave it. But folks, I'm going to ask you, I'm begging you now. I'm going to be a mendicant here, right? Call that number now, folks. 888, we're coming down to the wire. 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, that's 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. And I also want to say this, for all of you that have given, God bless you. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much we appreciate you, and we pray for you every day here at Catholic Answers. But I also want to thank those of you who cannot give, but you give yourselves to us in prayer. As folks, without prayer, prayer is immeasurably more important than the financial gifts. We need your prayers, because let me tell you, when you are involved in the apostolate like we are on the front lines, folks. We deal with everything from atheism to, you know, the moral issues and social issues of our day. We get hit from every direction, from folks trying to sabotage our internet. I mean, you would not believe, folks, the things that happen. We have guys that are basically, our IT guys are amazing. Nathan Lee is amazing. I mean, how much work that guy does, right? And Chuck Gallucci, I mean, all the guys. But we get hit. I mean, they try to sabotage our website, put porn on our, you know, internet forums and you name it. And our guys are battling, literally with Nathan, often it's around the clock. We get attacked. Folks, we get hit from the quote-unquote left, from the right, you name it. And folks, we need your help in order to survive, in order to take these hits and to be able to respond. At times, you know, it's public knowledge. We've been sued by the IRS, by Catholics for Choice, costs us six figures to defend ourselves. I mean, we get hit, folks. But you all are the reason why we've never been taken down. And we're not going to, by God's grace, because I believe the Holy Spirit is present with Catholic Answers. Carl Keating, I believe, was guided by God in establishing this. He was an incredible man to do what he did. And we're here all these years later, not by accident, but by, I believe, God has called us to do what we are doing. But folks, without your help, we're not going to continue to do it. It's that simple. So call 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. Let's make this $20,000 match at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And one of the things we've added since I've been here, you know, because I'm about 3 months here now. Well, a little more than 3 months here now. Did you know that?
Oh, it's more than that.
Well,
here 3 years, haven't you?
Well, that's the opposite of time flies when you're having fun. I apparently have gotten on your nerves, Tim Staples.
You've been here 35 years.
It probably just feels like that to you. We're going to have a much nicer host tomorrow. I just want you to know that. 888-291-8000 is the number to support Catholic Answers Live. And, oh, I was going to say, the thing that I was going to say before you said it seems like forever that I've been here is that...
I'm joking, folks. Yes.
I know you are. One of the things that we've added is the streaming to Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Periscope virtually every day. Almost every hour that we do now is streaming to folks. Yep. And so I want to share a question with you that's coming in from Facebook. Sometimes folks type in their question there. Matthew on Facebook asks, "Hey, Cy, ask Tim why some popes were seemingly chosen or elected by a relative who was a pope. Pope Benedict VI was picked by his uncle, I believe. How is that possible?"
Yes. Isn't it incredible? I mean, and the fact is that's true. You just look at the Borgia popes. Go back to the 15th century and into the very early 16th century, and you've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on, corruption and such. You know what? To me, this is an example of how you cannot explain in human terms. There is no explanation for the existence of the Catholic Church. The fact is, you can go to all those, you know, that were guilty of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Were relatives.
Nepotism.
Nepotism, yes. And all the other isms that were involved.
That's the first question I've gotten right since I've been here, too.
There you go. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. But consider this. How was the first successor of the apostles chosen, or the replacement for Judas? By casting lots, right?
Yeah, right.
But see, St. Peter has been given the grace by God to choose how the successors are going to be elected, whether it's casting lots or the College of Cardinals. God directs it. He directed the casting of lots. Is it going to be, who was the other one, Matthias, or I think it was it Justin? Barsabbas, I think. But
Justin or Barsabbas?
That was one name.
Oh.
Justin Barsabbas was one name.
Because I don't remember at all.
Yeah. Well, there was a choice between two guys.
Yeah, I know that there was a choice between two guys, and I know Matthias became the apostle, but I do not remember the guy that lost.
That's right. That's right. But the
point
is, I
guess you should say lost, but.
Yeah. The point is, though, the Holy Spirit works through, whether it's casting of lots or however the Pope chooses. Now, the beautiful thing about this is that Jesus said concerning specifically Peter and his successors in Matthew 16, 18 through 19, he says to Peter, "Blessed are you, right, Simon, son of John, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father's in heaven. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and I will give to you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." It's not dependent upon the personal holiness of even Peter, and certainly not his successors. So Peter can deny Jesus three times, but he is still an apostle. He can still write 1 and 2 Peter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Peter can, you know, not live up to his own teachings and have to get rebuked by Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. But he's still an apostle. He's still the pope. And down through the centuries, we had popes who were immoral. Not a large number. It's actually a very small percentage, but we did. But the whole point is, it's the words of Jesus, "I will build my church." and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter's not building the church. Pope Francis isn't building the church. It's Jesus working through them. And I think the Borgia popes and the nepotism and that sort of thing is a prime example of the fact that Jesus keeps his word. There is no way to explain 266 popes, some of them corrupt, that have never contradicted each other in a single definitive teaching for 2,000 years. We've had one Lord, one faith, one baptism, as St. Paul says it in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. No human explanation. Compare that to any of these Protestant sects that pop up all the time. The Anglicans, Henry VIII would not recognize. In fact, he would be cutting heads off of Anglicans today, right? Right? Compared to where they started. I mean, let's be honest. That's exactly what would happen.
He cut a lot of heads off. He didn't have to do much.
Yes, he did. I mean, you know, John Calvin would be burning at the stake.
Yeah.
People who call themselves Calvinists or Presbyterians, right. You know, Presbyterian Church USA, and we could go down the list. Folks, in the Catholic Church, we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That, my friends, this is why I say that nepotism and stuff that people bring up as an attack against the church, I say, are some of the greatest proofs for
right.
the divine nature of the Catholic Church. The church is both divine and very, very human, but the divine aspect shines through.
Not one apostate pope, even for a minute, for 2,000, more than 2,000 years.
No, not one pope who has taught definitively a single error. You can't explain that. And the church universal, because think of this, councils, 21 ecumenical councils and such. Whenever the bishops have taught in union with the pope, not just the pope as an individual, but go to all the ecumenical councils, every infallible teaching of the church, which includes a whole lot of teachings, never been a contradiction on any of these definitive teachings. Because remember, the pope's involved in every infallible teaching, whether it's an ecumenical council or the bishops spread throughout the world teaching through the universal and ordinary magisterium. The common thread is must be in union with the Bishop of Rome. And you can't find, believe me, I tried as a Protestant to find a single contradiction, and greater minds than mine have tried. You can't do it because Jesus is building the Catholic Church.
If you can support Catholic Answers Live, we come to you again first of all, Matthew, thank you for that question on Facebook Live. 888-291-8000 is the number to support us. As I've said a couple times, we have only four times a year we come to you. We just come to you for a few hours in the week that we do. And we could get to continue our conversation, have a wonderful answers like that. That was a good one, Tim, by the way. Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought really highly of it. I rate your answers. I don't know if you knew that, but I have a little notebook. But I think Selena should probably have to come in here now to do her backflip I was just told we met the match.
My goodness.
Yeah, Kathy just came in and told us.
Praise God. Selena, I can't wait to see you do the I never said I was going to do it. It was Selena, right?
I'm pretty sure it was Selena was bragging that she could do a backflip off Tim's chair. Poor Selena.
You know what? I have to say, folks, thank you, thank you, thank you. That means everything for us here at Catholic Answers. But folks, don't stop calling because we've made our match, because we still need you to give more. We're just getting started. 888-291-8000. We have two more days and we need to raise a whole lot more than just. But I can say we've now raised $40,000 on our first day. And folks, let's take it beyond because we need more. Trust me, Darren Delosier, our producer, is saying, yes, yes, we need much more.
I know he was doing the budget the other day. I saw him.
You know what? This is a great start, folks, but please do not stop calling. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. We need more $25 a month gifts, $50, $100. We need those big gifts. Those big gifts, the $10,000, the $20,000 that I mentioned earlier, we don't get a lot of. We need those as well at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But thank you so much. We at least hit that $20,000 goal for the match. But now it begins. Nunc Chepi, right? Now it begins.
You sound like Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers, that's right. Nunk Chepi, now it begins. We really do need to have, we need to have a couple more days like the one we've had today. Yeah, right. And don't stop calling right now at 888-291-8000.
As a matter of fact, through the top of the hour into the next hour, the operators will stay there answering phones. Tim and I are going to stay on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Periscope for just a few minutes to answer questions that come from those sources and to hang out a little bit.
Yes.
And to say thank you more. We are maybe to get Tim to do the backflip that he promised to do. Again, that was Selena. 888-291-8000. The phone lines will remain open. These are just a few days that we're able to come to you and ask you for your support, and we greatly need it. We are not ashamed to ask for it because we do believe, in fact, that what we do each day is to do our very best to share the good news of God's love for humanity in Jesus Christ. 888-291-8000, again, is that number, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We'll see you tomorrow with an even better host on Catholic Answers. That's not really true. On Catholic Answers Live. I think Tim's back.